नघत्सुतं कृणयतो बम्भायासो असुरात्मजा आत्मत्यात् सर्वभूतानां सिद्धत्यात् इह सर्व। तो प्रहलाद महाराज कंक्लूडेड दैट इंस्टेड ऑफ वेस्टिंग टाइम फॉर सो कॉल्ड मेटीरियल हैप्पीनेस सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन प्लीज एंगेज योर सेल्फ इन द सर्विस ऑफ नारायण। That conclusion he has made, giving his very nice arguments and reasoning that a human being has nothing to do for sense gratification. He has only to act in Krishna consciousness. There is no other engagement. Any other engagement than Krishna consciousness uses is sense gratification, and that is waste of time. This conclusion is made. Now, such a big thing, Krishna consciousness, does it mean that one has to make a very big attempt for capturing this exalted platform? Prahlad Maharaj says, no. Nahi achyutam srinayato bahu ayato asuratmaya. Sometimes people deviate from accepting Krishna consciousness. They think that it is very difficult. Sense gratification is very easy. But Krishna consciousness accepting actually the thing. But the real fact is, it is more difficult to attain for sense gratification than Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is very easy. These people, for sense gratification, they are trying to address this material inconveniences in so many ways, so many parties, so many political, social, educational, propaganda. But the result is zero. In spite of so much endeavor, the result is zero. And so far, Krishna consciousness is concerned, anyone, anywhere, any part of the world, simply he can chant Hare Krishna mantra and his life becomes successful. Prahlad Maharaj said, my dear, Asura Atmaja. Atmaja means son. My dear, sons of the Asuras. He also admits himself that I am also son of Asura. So, it is not very difficult to develop your Krishna consciousness and Narayana consciousness. You can see, why atmatyat sarvabhutanam siddhatyat iha sarvataha. Because being the super soul, the all-perfecting super soul, Atmatya Sarvabhutan. Not that Krishna or Narayan is only for the Hindus or for the Indians or for the Brahmins. No. Sarvabhutan. Atmatya Sarvabhutan. Sarvabhutan means all living entities, even animals. Because he is the super soul, Atma, Paramatma, of every living entity, so he is available for everyone. This is not a conclusion that Krishna or Vishnu is meant for the Hindus ఆది ఇన్యన్ తది బ్రాహ్మణ తను రూపాన సిద్ధత్వాత్ యహ దేహిషు నను బాలానాం అస్మాకం తద్ భజనం అసత్తం ఇతి చే తత్రాహ నహితి బహు ఆయాస పతి ప్రయాస మహారాజ్ ఎక్స్పెక్టింగ్ దట్ దే మైట్ సే దట్ హీ ఆర్ ఓన్లీ 5 years ఓల్డ్ బాయ్స్ స్టిల్ దట్ how it is possible to access the Sutra consciousness. So he is unhinging that, don't think like that. Sutra consciousness is easiest because he is everywhere in everyone's heart. You haven't got to go outside to search out things. Simply, you have to accept the process and you'll find within your heart, just near you. If anyone chants Hare Krishna mantra without any offense, seriously, he is very soon realized that Krishna is just on his tongue, is dancing there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. It is not very good that we have to search for Krishna is also long distance away. We cannot approach him, Krishna Loka, by the aeroplane of mind and air. But still, Krishna is available at your hand, within your heart. Isara sarvabhutana riddhesa arjuna tishthati. Simply, we have to adopt the process how to realize it. Then, it is not at all difficult. Paravaresu bhuteshu brahmanta sthavara dhishu భౌతికేషు వికారేషు భూతేషు అసో మహత్సు కృష్ణ కాదు సాంగ్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ విదిన్ యువర్ హార్ట్ బట్ ఆల్సో ఫర్ అవరేష్ పర అండ్ అవర్ దేర్ ఆర్ టూ క్రియేషన్ వన్ క్రియేషన్ ఇస్ స్పిరిచువల్ అండ్ అనదర్ క్రియేషన్ ఇస్ మెటీరియల్ దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఫర్ అవరేష్ పర మీన్స్ స్పిరిచువల్ అవర్ మీన్స్ మెటీరియల్ భూతేషు Bhuteshu, there are 5 elements. Earth, water, air, fire, sky. Everywhere, Krishna is there. Bhuteshu. Brahmanta sthavaradis. Brahmanta. Beginning from the end, up to the Brahma. And is the most insignificant thing. And Brahma is most important, first created being. Everywhere. In every living entity, Krishna is there. Ishara sarva-bhutana. Bhautikesu. Anything which is material, everywhere. Annantarasam paramanu-cayantra. He is not only within this universe, but he is within the atom. Bhautikesu, vikaresu, and the creation. By introduction of these 5 elements, suppose here is a microphone, it is a creation of the 5 elements, here is also Krishna. So this is Krishna consciousness. Everywhere is Krishna, or everything belongs to Krishna, take it otherwise, anywhere. Therefore, everything should be utilized for Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. Nothing is without Krishna. Isavasamidam saravam. This is the same thing which is explained by Prahlada Maharaj. One has to see Krishna everywhere. Thavara jangama dakhe na dakhe tar mut. Highly elevated, the devotee, Mahabhagavat, he never sees anything. He sees simply Krishna in everything. Sabar jangam dakhina dakhitani. He sees trees, he sees animals and men going, moving, but he does not see them. He sees, here is a part and parcel of Krishna, moving in this way, staying in this way. This is Krishna Bhakti. He does not feel the outward covering. Just like when you receive a friend known to you, you don't see his dress, you see your friend. Similarly, if you have developed love for Krishna, then you will see that everywhere is Krishna existing. Bhautikeshu, vikareshu, bhuteshu, ato mohasu. Atmatya sarvatra siddhati siddhatyat iti ta sutuddham upapadayati parabareshu iti chaturdhi. Brahma antajisam, sthavara adijisam, teshu bhuteshu, jiveshu, bhautikeshu, ajiveshu. Bhuteshu means living. And bhautikeshu, bhautik, that is non-living, matter. Both in living entities as well as material elements or entities, everywhere is Krishna. Ajiveshu, gatadis, ajiveshu, just like this katta. This katta has no life, but when it is used for chanting Krishna's name, there is Krishna. This is Krishna Vishnu, this is Krishna consciousness. Anything used for Krishna consciousness, anything used for Krishna service, it is not different from Krishna. That is advice here, Kalyanma, this is Mahabhava. His advice everywhere. Guneshu guna sammesa, guna vitikira tatha, ekaiva paro jnatma bhagavad ishvara abhaya. Guneshu means all the things that is manufactured. We have got so many things. They are called Guneshu. Guna vitikira. Everywhere is Krishna. Everywhere is Krishna. Katam tari drashti disya bhakti bhagyadi hi. Bhagyadi iti yata maya iti aha. Pratyagatma drashta bhokta tatsvarupina vyapakataya nirdesha. Drishyam bhogam dehadi. Tadrupina sa vyapataya nirdesha maya yati iti uttara na annaya. Vastutattu svayam avikalpata anidyashopi sat jadva anidyashopi evam nirdesha san vikalpita yati uttara. So, the atheist class, they challenge, where is God? Can you show me God? Atheist class. But a devotee is seeing always God, nothing except God. That is the difference between atheist and devotee. Why do devotees see always Krishna in everything? Premanyana charita bhakti vilochanena santastha daiva hridayesu viloka yam shyama sundaram atinta gunastaro govindamadi purusham tavahamaya. This seeing power of Krishna in everything is possible when the devotee's eyes are anointed with the ointment of prema. Premanyana ki, anyan. What is the English of anyan? Kali? Chal? What is kali? Chal, yes. So, the chal of love, when it is painted and it is near on your eyeball, then you can see Krishna as you. That in order to see God, in order to see Krishna, we have to paint his self daily by this daily routine work. Adho sajja, tato prema. You have to invoke prema. Prema is there within you. Krishna, bhakti, nitya, siddha. It is as you are true, as spirit, so part and parcel. Similarly, your love for Krishna is also a fact. It is not that artificially you are being taught to love Krishna. Simply, it has to be awakened, that's all. So, Vanadi Siddha Siddha Karo Udor. Udor means it is awakened. Not that artificially you are being taught to love Krishna. Nothing can, artificial can stand. There is nothing. So, in order to invoke that love of God, there is God. This is the process. This is the process. As described in the Shastras, Sadhu Shastras, Guru Bhakti. You have to make progress with reference to the Shastras, with reference to the saintly persons, acharyas, and your direct spiritual mind. Sadhu Shastra Guru. You need the courier. Sadhu sadhya tato sadhu sam. Sadhu first. Sadhu sam. Even when I have got siddha, the speed for realizing Krishna, then he must associate with sadhu. Our, the society means it is a society of the sadhu, Krishna consciousness. Don't be a sadhu. Then your society's name will be quiet. And what is the symptoms of sadhu? Sadhu means titiksava, karunita. Titiksava, tolerance. If there is any inconvenience in the society, don't be disturbed. Tolerance. That is first qualification of sadhu. Don't think, it is not suitable for me, I'm going on. No. Tolerance. If you cannot cope with your friends and God brothers, tolerance. Try to pacify. My Guru Maharaj used to, whenever there are big assemblies, there will be defense of opinion, defense of treatment. He will find bad treatment. But this is the word. One of our God brothers was a big thief. He was stealing money of the society. I don't wish to disclose his name, perhaps you may know. There was complaint to my Guru Maharaj that this man is taking all money for it. So he used to reply, so why are you complaining? Why you are not sympathetic with your God brother? He's so much attached to money. Can you not turn him to be attached to Krishna? Why you are complaining? He used to reply that. He knew that this rascal he is taking money. And there was complaint. But he used to reply. So, titiksava. Titiksava. Sadhu. Sadhu means very tolerant. Dinadati sunitina. Sarorati sunitina. Amani namani. The first qualification of sadhu is tolerant. Humbler than the grass and tolerant than the tree. Titiksava. Karunika. One side tolerance, another side very compassionate. These non-Krishna consciousness people, they are suffering. Without Krishna consciousness, they are suffering. Let us do some charity so that they may come to Krishna consciousness and be happy. This is karunik. Titiksava karunik. Sridham sarvavidhanam. Then preaching should be done only in India. No. Sarvabhutanam. all over the world. For this, they are not living in TBC in India or even Hindu. Sarva Sridhana Sarva Bhutana. All living entities, they should be compassionate. How they are suffering for want of Krishna consciousness. Let them test this Krishna consciousness. These are the sadhu's business, Tipitsava Karadisa. And if you do that, Ajata Satrava, nobody will be your enemy. It depends on this principle, Krishna is enemy, there will be. But you don't care for those enemies. You remain friendly with Krishna by preaching his message. Krishna will give you protection. Sridham Sarvabhutana. Sadhava Sadhabhutana. They are sadhu because they have got all these sadhu characteristics. So sadhu sangha, people should be given chance to associate with sadhu. Then bhajana kriya. As soon as one comes in contact with sadhu, he will be willing to accept the process of devotional service. Initiate. He is eager to be initiated. Bhajana. And as soon as he is initiated and follows the regulated principles, then anarthana will take charge. All nonsense having will disappear. All nonsense, automatically. If there is bhajana kriya, actually, then there is disappearance of anyone who is actually undergoing bhajana kriya, you cannot see him smoking and drinking tea. It is impossible. Therefore, if you see so-called sadhu and so-called bhavaji, then you must know there is no bhajana kriya. That is a test. That bhajana kriya means all these nonsense habits must disappear, vajana. And without disappearance of the nonsense habits, nobody can be attached to Krishna consciousness. Ato vajana kriya, tatu nishtha, nishtha. When anartha nirishti, when there is disappearance of unwanted things, just like our students, and they never think of going to the cinema. They are also young men. Because they have no taste for it anymore. Every young man you see, they are standing in line for hours together for participating. But Krishna consciousness is so nice that even one is very young, even one has got all the inclination. He is no more say, Param Vishyani Vatkati. Because he has got bigger test, he doesn't like it. Anarthanivitti. Tato nishtha. When anarthanivitti is there, then he is firmly fixed on. It is to be understood. Firmly fixed on. Yes. Nishtha. Then, rati. Love. For Krishna, Āśaṣṭi, without Krishna, just like gopi. Of course, gopi's position is very, very high. But some of them attend Āśaṣṭi. Krishna is going to Mathura, that's time. Asat, Tathasat, learn prayer. These are the signs of prayer. As soon as you reach to the platform of prayer, then you see Krishna and nothing. Nothing worth speaking. This is perfection of Krishna. You'll find everywhere Krishna. That is perfection. Thank you. Thank you. cultivated. Anyway, sit down. If you cannot go outside, sit down, chant Hare Krishna, and you will develop this as perfectional state. What is the reason? And for sense gratification, oh, how much that's struggling hard. The sense gratification is difficult. Krishna consciousness is not at all difficult. Is that all right? The other side? Huh? Yes? It is not at all difficult. Easiest. But the rascal will not accept the easiest process. They will try to be happy by sense gratification. This is Maya. He has been made a servant of Maya, working day and night very hard for sense gratification. And they reply, oh, if everyone becomes Krishna conscious, he will work like me, like an ass. That is their argument. Where the ashes will go? Why you keep him as? Why not make him a man? But that program is not acceptable. We shall remain as. Saiva Gokhara. What is it? Bhanu? You have to preach in your country. Yeah. You are intelligent. Be prepared. What is that? Yes, material nature. That's all. Just like we are feeling little cold, cover it. That's all. Matra for sastra sauntya. Situsna sukhadukhada. Because it is cold, that does not mean we shall stop our Krishna consciousness business. That is God. Power it. If there is crying, crying for a little, by the vomit of Krishna consciousness. If weeping is coming by force, all like that means it's for 2 minutes. Very finish the business. But we cannot stop our Krishna consciousness business. Just like I may be called for answering Nitya's call. I go, all right, finish it. Like that. For that reason, one cannot stop Krishna consciousness. That is not. Tam Siddhikhasya Bharat. Krishna advises Arjuna. Tell her it. It is painful. All right. That does not mean that is Maya. It is agamapayina nitya. It comes and goes. They are temporary, disturbing elements. All like disturbing colors. That's all. So many things come and go. So you take it like that. You have any questions, Saeed?